Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. On Advent, Health Thursday, night, reform, night tonight. We just want to give God thanks for his blessings. We are a little late, start a little late, but the Lord said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning you. He's in the midst. So despite we are small in number, brothers and sisters, it's almost getting a little late. So we are going to offer a word of prayer, and there we can start our program. Father, we want to thank you for spared life. We want to thank you for health and strength. We want to thank you for taking us, Lord, out this morning on the busy highway and brought us back home safely. We want to thank you for your love you're extending upon us by giving us good health, strength, so that we can be able to join here tonight. Continue to pour your blessings upon us, dear Father, and help us, Lord, that we will be faithful in everything we do. Lord, hasten the footsteps of our sisters and brother, that they may come on to share, Lord, the great blessings that you have restored upon them. Help them to be faithful, Lord. Help them that they may realize your coming is near. And this is the time, dear Father, we have to watch, pray, wait, and also share your love to others. So we just want to thank you tonight, this Health Reform Thursday night. And we thank you for what you have done in our life. Bless us and keep us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, this evening. We just want to welcome everyone. And our scripture passage will be taken from Genesis 1, 29, 30. So I don't know if anyone on the line would like to read for us Genesis 1, 29 to 30. Let us start with the word of God, what the word of God said. This is something that we know. You know, we have been listening and reading this scripture every night. So, you know, this is something that the Lord said we must, out of season, in season. 225-337, your line is open. Genesis 1, 29 and 30, the last little part in 30. Are you carrying
the
whole 30?
The power. Just give me just a second. I thought I had my Bible, but it wasn't my Bible. It was another book. Yes. Genesis what?
Genesis 1, 29 and 30. And the other scripture is John 3, 1 to 4. I'm asking my brothers and sisters on the line, can you grab your Bible to read this one? John chapter 1, 3 or 4.
Okay.
Right,
amen.
So we're hearing tonight. Sister
Leo,
let me read
it. Okay. Yes. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come to you once again, Father, on a Thursday night studying the Word. Heavenly Father, Sister Powerhead, lift up prayers on the Advent Light Ministry. Now, Father, I just want to offer a prayer before I read. Father, I'm asking that you bless us, Lord, as we open your word and read, and help us to take heed, Father, to be obedient. Father, you spoke to your children, the children of Israel, to be obedient. Keep my covenant. You repeat it. Heavenly Father, help us to hear. Help us to hear your voice and to love your word. Oh, Father, we come to thank you tonight for the word. We come to thank you for your blessing to allow us to see this day come together in worship again. So bless as I read. Bless each and everyone to share and bless us to give you all praise and songs and hymns, everything, Father. So thank you once again for this reading. Thank you for Sister Powell hosting. Thank you for this prayer line. In your son, Yeshua's name, we pray. Amen. So I'm reading Genesis 1, 29, chapter 1, and verse 29 and 30. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Amen. And now, John chapter, 3 John, I believe. Let me find it.
Chapter 1 to 3.
Oh, it's chapter 1? And third, is it chapter 1, verses 3? Chapter 1, verses, chapter 3? What verse is it, Sister Powell? I know which one you're talking about. But
you can read 1 to 4. You can stop at 4.
Oh. Oh, yes. 1 John 1 through 4?
Yes, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Chapter 4.
1 John 1 to 4. Verse.
Oh,
the
okay.
3 John 1 to 4. Sorry, Cecilia.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
3 John?
3 John, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. The elder unto the well-beloved Garland.
Yes. Okay, here we go. That's what I thought. Okay, the elders unto well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth, in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walking in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading. I don't know if you want to hear this wonderful scripture that God has given unto us that he loves to hear when his children, great joy when his children walk in the truth. And we have to give God thanks that he has given us the truth, right? Especially in
Amen.
Our health reform that he has given unto us. And this truth that he has given unto us, he wants us to be obedient, in which I heard Sister Leola talk a while ago, to be obedient. So to be obedient to his will, we know we cannot do it alone. We have to depend upon him to be obedient to us. We have to be obedient to him, but we have to trust him. And he has given us the means and the way in which we should be obedient in our health reform, right? And there is new things that we have to do, and only Jesus can help us. And as our topic is health reform, we know he has given us, as Sister Leola read a while ago, he gave us the herb and the green leaves, you know, for meat and also for our natural remedy. So we have to know that, you know, we have a Father who loves us so much that he has given us the method in which he never told us that he's going to give us a vaccine or he's going to give us some medication. He gave us the proper use of this new star, that we must know that we have proper nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear rest. And if we trust him, he is able to do all things. So we have a loving Father who gave us all. So I'm going to stop now, my dear brothers and sisters, and just hope started to open the line. You guys can tell me some of the things that you have used during this week, or also share some of these natural things that you have used with your brothers and sisters. So now the line is open for you to press number one so that you can come in. We have quite a few sisters on this line, and we are asking you please to share. We welcome everyone tonight who are here on this line, and we are so grateful to have you all. So I'm going to open this line. Okay. 423-635, your line is open.
Yes, hi, Sister Pell. Thank you. Good evening. Thank you for opening up my line. This is Sister Carla. I am calling from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord for a wonderful day. It was cloudy. It rained. It's very cold. The temperature has dropped significantly. But just thank the Lord for his blessing. I sat today with a group. We prayed for the children, prayed for families, and also friends. I had my friends here on Advent Light Ministry prayer line in prayer, too, and it was a blessed day with the fasting after I had a delicious, healthy salad. And I'm just thanking the Lord. I just want to share my testimony from Wednesday, which was yesterday. I went to one of my clients' home. I haven't been there in 2 weeks. And I went, and she was sick, coughing, and had her mask on. You know, I asked her what's wrong. She's, of course, these unbeliever. She took the 2 vaccine, and now she took the booster, and she's sick because of that. And her aunt is sick too, and you know, just different people is sick, and she was just coughing, and she said she went to get a checkup, and they said it's nothing wrong, but she knows something is wrong, and but the doctors, they don't want to, you know, say that something wrong because they already get paid, so they're going to push the client away and tell them to go home because they don't want to treat them or they can't treat them. So, but she says she knows there's something wrong, and they just told her to take a medication and you're going to be okay, but she says she's still suffering. So, you know, I prayed. Well, before I prayed, I talked to her and I encouraged her and I told her, well, I had bought her some oregano and I said, have you taken it? She said, no. So I said, well, first thing, let's, you know, take a couple drops of this oregano and I will rub your chest and your back. Because she had some salve and I had some DMSO, and I applied to her chest and a little DMSO with my gloves, and I rubbed her back and her chest, and also had a something for her to inhale. Like you put it in water, it's actually peppermint, eucalyptus, and oregano, and it was a little bit of that. So I put a little bit on my finger and rubbed that too, and cut up some onions, some ginger, some garlic, and I put a little drops of oregano, and I gave her to eat. And in about 30 minutes or less, she was feeling much better. She was able to breathe better. The coughing subsided, and I was just thanking the Lord. I also cut up an onion and put it under her feet. And before I did everything, I prayed with her, and I encouraged her, and she was just, you know, letting me know everything she's going through with her marriage, with her children, and just, you know, everything is just not in order in her home. And I just pray with her and encourage her. Then I call her the following day and ask her how she's feeling. She says she's well, and she said, well, I'm sorry, not the following day, the following, like about 4 hours later, she said, you're my angel. And I, you know, she thanked me, and she just said she has to take care of herself, and she's going to throw away all the pills because they're not helping her. And I told her this jab, it's, you know, the depopulation and it's poison. And she was talking to her brother and she was telling him everything that I did to help her and stuff. And I just thank the Lord for learning medical missionary work and just basic stuff and use what people have in their kitchen and pray for them, because that's, it's not all the stuff I did, it's the Holy Spirit, is the Lord, you know, healing and preserving her for a little while longer. And I pray that she will accept the Lord as her personal Savior. So I'm just thanking the Lord for that. And I just praise him. And if you have more time, I can talk about wheatgrass, moringa, and nettles, but I'll give someone else a chance to speak, Sister Powell. Thank you again. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Carla, for that wonderful praise report of the things that you have done. Oh, the Lord have worked through you with your clientele, with just natural, simple remedy. You were there witnessing to her also, you know, treating her with some of these herbs. And she was able, you know, hear what she did. She was able to share with her family and tell her family what happened and what you have done. God is so good. He's so great. Brothers and sisters, we have to give God thanks for all the things that he has done for us and that we have a work to perform. So, Sister Carla, continue to do your good work. God is good. He's so great to you. And I know that, you know, he is using you in the vineyard. Thank you again for sharing. 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? And my dear brothers and sisters, please to press number one. We want you guys to have with the time that you, the chance on this line that you can share, that when the speaker comes, you know, the speaker will have there's a little set time to bring a message to us.
Good evening, my sisters and brothers. Good evening, my sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for all his goodness and mercy. I want to thank him for watching over us last night and waking us up this morning. I'd like to read a prayer devotion. Lord, I do not need a phone to reach you. You're always there. I do not need an appointment. You're always there. Lord, thank you, for without your light, I would be alone. Lord, hear my prayer. Amen. Just want to thank the Lord for his mercy because it's endured forever. And we know without the Lord, we wouldn't have no light. Because they would be out. We wouldn't even be here. So we thank him, and we thank him for his son that saved us too. So God is good, and he's good all the time because we still have breath, and we still here. And, you know, we've been through some trials and tribulations this year, and we just want to thank him for everything. And despite everything going on, we still praising him, lifting up in his name, just ignoring all that, just bringing the joy to one another so we can continue praying for one another, singing the songs of him, praising God, and just making the joy for noise so God can be happy to know that we are trying to reach him. And like you said, we're not with the telephone. We're trying to reach him. Reach him by his spirit. Amen. So we just want to thank God. I just ask for prayer for me and my family. Prayer for the Four Corners of the nation that's been destroyed or what kind of trauma all, and pray for my family. One of my nieces overdosed. She's a young girl in her 20s. She overdosed and wrote a letter, suicide letter. She just was disgusted with the people on the job, always telling on and saying things about her. So she just OD'd. And she died, and she left like four kids here. And her sister died last month. She was sick. She left about four, so her mother is here to take care of eight kids. So let's keep the that family in prayer and all getting like them, helping on the prayer line, and all the ministers and all the ones that's witnessed to us, to everybody, and just keep all the of God's prayer war in prayer. And thanks for opening my lines, the power. God bless you. Amen. Brother John.
Amen. Amen. This is John from Humble, Louisiana, Brother John. Just hope everyone's having a blessed evening. And yeah, like my wife was saying, God is mighty, and he's caring and loving. And I just want to thank God that he is God. And I just wanted to say that the many blessings I always keep in mind of like a family that loves you and good friends and a roof over your head, you are truly blessed. And love being children of God and walk with him, we'll be walking into the light, never into the darkness. Because the darkness is a bad place to be when you're walking and you can't see where you're going. But if you turn toward the light, it lights up your way and lights up your pathway so you can make it to your destination through God. I just wanted to say that and share with everyone, and God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming and to share the good news of salvation. And my dear Sister Brenda was praying that she doesn't have to use a phone to reach her Father, her Savior, right? She can reach, she can talk to him anytime. She don't have to have an invitation, right? She can go to him. And also, Brother John is saying how good he is and how great he is and how caring he is and how mighty he is, and to walk with him with the light that shines, and only the light can take him to the right pathway and is the light of God. Thank you, my dear Brother John and Sister Brenda, for these encouraging words. It will strengthen us and allow us to know that, you know what, we have a friend, such a good friend, a great friend. He is so good to us. And without him, we could not do anything. And this is the song that he said to us here, as my dear brother had lightened up the pathway, that Jesus is the light. He is the only light. And because of he is the light and the only light, my dear brothers and sisters on this line, asking you to press number one that we can also share. But because we know that he is the light, right? He said to us here, and we also have the baby there. We welcome our little baby. And it seemed like we have to have somebody here to do the baby story. Because when we have our children on the line, we want to let them to be a part of us by singing a song for them and, you know, a little story for them. So we're going to pray about that we have our story time, a little story time for our children, and a little song for them, because they will be the leaders of tomorrow. And we have to train them now and teach them the word. So this song, as Brother John said, we have a friend, and Sister Brenda, that friend who we don't have to call on the phone or write a letter to, of this friend, and he is the light. He said, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with the Lord of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despite forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Amen. That's the friend we have, that we can take everything to him in prayer. And he is that friend who will never despise us or forsake us. So we just want to thank you, my dear brother John and sister Brenda, for sharing and telling us about that precious friend that you all have, we all have. Yes, 518. Thank you again. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Welcome on Adventist Thursday, Reform.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Sister Pansonelli from upstate New York. I am happy to be here this evening, though a bit tired because of my little love, what you call it, love, commitment to my brother. I had to go there this evening to help him, and which I'm very happy. I leave him happy. I leave him. They were having a party for them, and they wanted us to stay, but we couldn't stay there. But God is good, and he is looking a little much better than the past months that we haven't seen him, right? He's looking better. And because, you know, we are God's people, we have to show love. And we show love in different ways. It says, love, Christ commands us to love others as he did. And this love is evident when we show love, truly saved. It shows that they are truly saved. And God is the creator of love. So he wants his children to love each other. And love means, our sister had just said just now, is helping others. Love means putting others first. Love is action. Showing others that we care. Not just saying it, but you go to show love, you have to show them that you care. It means that you must give your time, your money, and if needs be, other things to describe God's love. We have to show love. And if we don't show love, then we are not truly God's children. I want to sing this song, My Jesus, I Love Thee. And I would read the verses because I want you just to get the words, and then I'll sing two verses. It says, My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior and King. It says, and the second verse is, I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. I love thee in life, I will love thee in death, and praise thee as long as thou lendest us breath, and say when the glittering lies cold on our brow, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, just now. So, brothers and sisters, this song is a very beautiful song, and I'll sing two verses of it because I don't want to take up much of anybody's time. So I'm going to sing it right now. My Jesus, I love thee. And sisters, so we ought to praise and show love to others, as Sister Paula did. But she did, she went and she did give her little she tried to help the woman who was sick, right? And we see that she felt much better, she was revived. So in nature, God has given to us natural remedies. And my natural remedy this afternoon, I want to just be very brief. I want to give a natural remedy. So just a natural remedy for those of us who have, you know, increased your iron absorption. Because, you know, iron is very important. And if we do not have iron in our system, what would happen? So at least we could use 1 tablespoon of black strop molasses each day. For children, you use a teaspoon. And this is by the richest source of food, iron. And it is safe iron. Much of this iron is supplied. It's not safe that we, you know, we go out and use all these tablets. They're not safe. And other iron supplies we could use is green vegetables, broccoli, lettuce, tomatoes. These help iron regeneration, right? We should avoid spicy foods and do not use coffee and these type of things. Whole wheat flour and oatmeal is very effective in producing your hemoglobin in your body regeneration. Yes, and like blueberries, collard greens, good source of sesame seed, flower seed, pistachios, pecans, almond, you name them, all of those, such as collard greens and kale, blueberries, carrot, celery, you name them, canberries, grapes and prunes, herbs rich in iron include alfalfa. That is a very rich thing that you could buy in the health store, alfalfa. And the dandelion, comfrey, mullein, nettle, red raspberry, garlic extract has been shown effective in treating anemia. So all of these things you could use if your blood supply is low. We don't have to go to the hospital to get blood transfusion. And do you know that orange juice increases iron absorption? Orange juice increases our iron absorption, right? So you use a lot of oranges and I love a lot of oranges, a lot of fruits, and these interfere with each other's absorption. So you can use these type of things, simple things, God diet, high fresh raw fruits and vegetables, which are high in vitamin C, and green leafy vegetables like broccoli. And you drink, like each day you drink like a quarter cup of beet juice, added to some carrot juice. And these are fresh beets. They have been successful remedies for us, for those who are suffering with anemia. And one more thing, I would like a simple one that everybody could get that, is bananas. Bananas are moderately helpful in increasing our iron absorption, right? And all green leafy vegetables. So those with poor blood-making organs may need eggs if your body is not working properly, very, very sick. They advise us to use eggs. You have to use a diet on that, water, from deep well exercise, that to stimulate the blood, and cold and powerful baths. All of these are very good. You rub the skin very briefly, and all of these helps the persons who are suffering with anemia. So, my dear brothers and sisters, I pray that we will try to remember these little remedies, so that when you hear anybody said they don't have blood or whatever, you tell them that they could just go to the health store or go to the market, or if they have a farm, and eat plenty of these greens, and they will be very healthy. So I thank God for putting these means into our existence. We can go in the health store, go in the market, and we buy these things, and we would be healthy people. Thank God for these health things. So this evening, this is my little health tip for you. And I pray.
Amen.
Loving Father, we come before you this evening thanking you for your health, for strength. Most of all, that we can come on this line to share our little health tips, because we know that very soon, Lord, we will need all of these little health tips, because we see what condition the world is coming to at this time, Lord. There are so many shortage of nurses, of doctors, and things will get worse to the end of time. So, Father, help us that we will study these little health tips and keep them to our fingertips, so that we can not only help ourselves, but we can help others. We just want to thank you this evening for giving them to us, Lord, and we pray that by God's grace that we will continue to follow your help, what you have given us way back in Eden, to keep us healthy and strong. Thank you, dear Father, for being with all of us on this line this evening. Even those who are listening, Father, bless them just the same. Be with the youths. Continue to give them strength, Lord, understanding heart, that they may be able to understand what they need to do in this life, to live a life that is pure and clean, Lord. As we look into the world and we see all these different things that are happening, Lord, our hearts are made sad to see how many of the youths are being destroyed. Their lives are being destroyed by the various things they are using, Father. It makes my heart sad, because I live just opposite the school, Lord. And when I see each morning those young boys just go there and stand up and smoke, and Lord, it really makes my heart sad. And I really each morning stand up by my window there and say a prayer for them, because we cannot do nothing more. So we just want to thank you, dear Father, for the youths of today. Help them, Lord, that they will be able to see that these things doesn't help them. It only destroys their body. Father, I pray that you will bless them, that you will strengthen them, and that we will be able to pray for them, that they may overcome those bad habits. And we just want to pray that you will bless each one on this line this evening and help us to be willing to love all those who do not try to serve you, and to help those who we can help even by giving a book. We may not be able to talk, but we can even give them something to help them in this condition. We want to thank you this day, Father, for hearing. We want to thank you for answering our simple prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Pavel, for opening my line.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Cancinelli, for coming on, singing wonderful song, My Jesus, I Love Thee, and also not only the song alone, but that's wonderful, you know, wonderful, what I'm going to say, healthy message that you have presented to us. And as we have been going through this health, this new start, my dear sister had pointed out a lot of things from that new start that God has given unto us, what we must do, a natural remedy, as we read a while ago, 1 John 1:29, what God have done for us. And even in 3 John 1-4, we have seen that God have given us all these things to for us to be beneficial to, that we will able to survive, you know, and all these health tips with the natural herb and the fruits and the grain, you know, he wants us to be obedient, because we do know, my dear brothers and sisters, that God gave us a proper diet, right? And this proper diet he gave us, he chosen it. This diet was chosen from our Creator, Lord, you know, so we have the diet, and all we have to do is to be obedient with the health law, and there we are supposed to be out there sharing as we listen to our dear sister with the health tip, and how we are supposed to be loving kind to one another, our brothers and sisters. She share that she was out there in the nursing home today. She was not afraid of that virus out there. She went to look for her brother and was there to minister to her brother. And that is what the Lord is saying. The health message is the right arm of the gospel. And also on the line this evening, brothers and sisters, we are, so all of us are supposed to give God thanks and praise for what he has done. Sister Carla just shared a while ago with the health message and what she could do with her patient, you know, how there that she could help render assistance with the natural remedy that God has given unto us. And we can find those remedy in our pantry, right? Natural, natural things. So we just pray that God will use us, that we can share these remedy, natural remedy, when we come on this line and we got this remedy. This is, we are saying that this help us. All these remedies that we are sharing on this line is something we know that it helped us. It was beneficial to us, and we are sharing it that others can go and benefit in all these remedies. I'm going to thank you again, my dear beloved, for always bringing these wonderful help tips to us. Thank you, Sister Cancinelli. 225-337, your line is open. 225.
Amen, amen. Good evening, my sisters and brothers. This is Sister Leola. I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Zachary, Louisiana. And I want to thank the Lord for once again to get on the prayer line. I would like to just sing a song. I had a reading, but you know what? After Brother John gave his little testimony, I would like to sing Amazing Grace. Amen?
Whoa.
My God's grace helped me to try to sing this. Amen.
That's a
Amen.
Hard one.
By God's grace. Amazing grace, how sweet
that sight. Excuse me, I'm starting this one. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toss and snares, I have already come. This grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. Oh, thank you, Lord. By God's grace, he can help these voices. So I just want to thank the Lord for his amazing grace, sisters and brothers, because on this evening, Sister Leola is blessed to be on the prayer line, because there's some that not make it through this evening. So I just want to thank him once again for his blessing and being on the prayer line to be able to fellowship and to hear brothers and sisters. And I want to thank Sister Consonelli for talking about the love of Christ. And that is love when he laid his life down for us. So I want to thank you. May God bless and keep each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear beloved sister Leola, for singing Amazing Grace. You did it, Sister Leola. God is good, right? God is good for that song. Thank you for that song and reminding us about Amazing Grace. So God is good. I give you, give us that grace that we are alive this this evening, that we can come on this line to share his love, his mercies, his goodness. And, you know, even how he loves us, his love that he has prepared and have a planned meal out there for us, a planned dietary for us so that we can go out and share with others. So we are so grateful this evening that this Thursday, we can come before his throne to listen and to hear some of the things that he have done. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press number one, and I will just do a little paragraph of the things as we read a while ago. First John and John, third John, and also Genesis 1, and we listen to all the requests from our dear sister, from Sister Brother John and Sister Brenda, Sister Cancinelli, Sister Leola, Sister Carlo. We see what God have been doing to each one of us on this line. And this little passage here, Counsel on Diet and Food. And I just read a little portion, and then brothers and sisters, gear up to open, as I open the line. It said here, the proper diet, part one, the original diet chosen by the Creator. In order to know what are the best food, we must study God's original plan for man's diet. He who created man and who understands his need appointed Adam his food. Behold, he said, I have given you every herb yielding seed and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you.
it shall be for food. And as we just read it, Genesis 1:29. And upon leaving Eden to gain his livelihood by tilling the earth under the curse of sin, man received permission to eat also the herb of the field. And that is found, brothers and sisters, Genesis 3:18. So go back and study that. He said grains, fruits, as our sister a while ago gave us these healthy, nuts and vegetables constitute the diet chosen for us by our Creator. And these food prepare in a simple and natural a manner as possible are the most healthful and nourishment. They impart a strength, they impart power of endurance and a vigor of intellect, and that are not afforded by a more complex and stimulating diet. 1905, Ministry of Healing, 295 and 296. I stop at that first paragraph. We can continue. So as we hear on this line here Thursday night, every Thursday night, and I've been listening and hearing all these wonderful provision that our Father had given unto us, we have to be obedient, brothers and sisters, so that we can go and share these wonderful food diet and food and remedy so that others can also enjoy the benefit and the love that God has given unto us. So I'm going to open this line, asking my brothers and sisters to tell your name and where you're calling from. Welcome, 631-552. Your line is open.
Good night, brothers and sisters, and exit my prayer line. You hear me, clear, Sister Bell?
Amen. A little volume because my phone is back.
Yeah,
and I'm not hearing.
Thank you, Sister Paul, for my line. Good night, everyone. Thanks to all that sharing. And thank you, Sister Leola, for that song. One of my favorite songs. I want to share this reading from Manuscript Release 113, 1898, paragraph 4 and paragraph 5. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
It says, the organs of the respiratory may be restricted by the human agent. If they choose, they may cripple the organs of the respiration and digestion. For disobedience to the laws of nature will be followed by the sure result. The Lord has graciously made the human frame so that the lungs, the liver and the heart shall do their appointed work without restriction. If men and women seek to improve God's plan because of customs and fashion, they injure the delicate vital organs, and by their own foolish human inventions and ideas, they cut off from themselves the very means that God has ordained to keep the human machinery in healthful action. In crowding the body into a little compass as possible so that the waist may be small, the vital organs are crippled, and they cannot do the work God has designed they shall do. To continue. The false idea this ignorance regards to the organs of the body and the work they are required to perform as laid in the grave thousands who might now be living to do service for God who made them. The Lord has given air. God has given air, the oxygen, in other words, for the human agent to breathe. And they must not restrict the organs from receiving their full complement. Every part of the being, the wonderful work of God, every movement in respiration is essential in order to keep the machine moving. Our bodies are God's property to be carefully cherished without adopting any of Satan's agencies to interfere with the Lord's wise and wonderful arrangements for us. Let me read over that paragraph again. It says, every part of the being, the wonderful work of God, every movement in respiration is essential in order to keep the machine moving. Our bodies are God's property to be carefully cherished without adopting any of Satan's agencies to interfere with the Lord's wise and wonderful arrangement for life. Hear what David says in Psalms 139, verse 14. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and my soul knoweth right well. And he said, every movement of the vital organs is the handiwork of God, our Creator. And if the human agent will not interfere, the Lord will do his work wisely and well. All that he requires is cooperation with him, that there may be no disorder in the human mechanism. God would be recognized as our being. That life he has given us is not to be trifled with. Recklessness in the body, in the bodily habits, reveals a recklessness of moral character. And that's manuscript 13, 1898. That's paragraph 4, paragraph 5, and paragraph 6. So we see how God made up the human organ. And if we allow Satan agencies, we see people all over talking and telling people what they should do and what they should not do. And we see the result of what's happening to many people. Just the other day, I watched this video of this doctor in the Caribbean. He was doing a live analysis, blood analysis of people who have got the job. And when he looked at the blood of the person who got the job and see the same as when somebody has the HIV virus inside the blood, how the blood look, it actually neutralized the fighter cells in the body. Neutralized, that means that it cannot fight. The antibodies in the body become defenseless. So we cannot allow men ways to sense without adopting any of certain agencies to interfere with the Lord's wise and wonderful arrangement for life. God didn't make any mistake when he created man. When he created man, he made man with the capacity so that the body can heal itself in case of any injury. Mm. But when man changed the arrangement of all God, as certainly of fatalities, and we have people become invalids. And one of the, as we have to analyze how the devil operates, one of his main weapons is deception. Deception, and now we mix deception with fear. So when he mix deception with fear now, you know what happens. People gonna comply with his arrangements, and his arrangements are toxic to the human system because he doesn't love humanity. Remember, man was created to take his place. He was there in the holy place, the most holy place. He was the one that was walking on the stone of fire, as Isaiah and Ezekiel speak about. He was perfect in all his ways. until iniquity was found in him. So he's on this planet Earth for how many years? For ages. And he knows what the human body should have and what it shouldn't have. So what he do? He changes the whole arrangement how God has set it up. And people have to analyze themselves, analyze these things and know that Satan does not set up something to help mankind. Anything he sets up is to destroy. And you have to understand that in the system of God, how God sets up things is not to put us down, but to lift us up. If we see how men was falling and God came after them, when we see Satan set up his ways, all he does is to create mortality. That is his option, mortality. And so we have to analyze all these things and follow a thus saith the Lord. Because unless you follow thus saith the Lord, because everything about life is in the Bible. Everything about life is in the Bible. Economy, about health, spiritual life, about mental life, it's in the Word of God. We can find everything. We can find the Word of God. So all you have to do is allow the Word of God to be our mode of operation. And God has blessed this church so much that he gave us books, inspired books, the Spirit of Prophecy. And those books are speaking now. As I go now, I want to share a small testimony. I went last week to make a delivery, and when I made the delivery, I gave the person three books, and the person referred me as their preferable deliverer for this week now. So I went back this week again to deliver to that same person. You don't normally get that, people requesting you to come back to them to deliver. So when that happened, I said, God, I keep praying for this family. He's our family of five. I keep praying for them. I gave them three books, Ministry of Healing, National Sunday Law, and one on Advance for Available Christmas, Halloween, and Easter. That is not biblical. So we have a work to do, as the Spirit of Prophecy says, that we must scatter the books as the leaf of autumn. If you look outside now and you see how much leaves are scattered, trillions of leaves are scattered on now. God wants the books to be scattered in the hands of the people right now. Because two couple got baptized. I went to their baptism in upstate New York this weekend, last past weekend, and it was somebody gave them a great controversy. And the great controversy he read, and when he witnessed the life of the Waldenses, he decided that he wanted to leave Long Island City, and now he's in upstate, he and his wife. And they weren't married at the time, and they changed their lifestyle. And when I meet that young man is so active in the church before he even gets baptized. He opened up his home that people can do medical missionary training in his home before he even got baptized. So what we do now, it will help somebody. And what we don't do, it will not help somebody. So we need to play our part. As Sister Constance always says, we need to give books out. We probably may not speak to people, but we can give them a book. And that book can lead them to more understanding and find the Savior of this world, which is Jesus Christ. So this is the power. Keep me in prayer. May I pray for the work, because the work is not one place. Work is all over. Because Christ says it in Matthew 24, verse 14. He said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness, and then shall the end come. So the gospel has to go to the whole ends of the earth.
Brother O'Neill, you too? Hello, Brother O'Neill? It seems like Brother O'Neill dropped. Brothers and sisters, we want to thank Brother O'Neill. It seems like he dropped from that wonderful one. We have to say we have a little sermon, brothers and sisters, by what Brother O'Neill is sharing us. What the word of God, that our body is wonderful made. And the body is not to be trampled with. And as he said, God created man in his own image. And if God created this body in his own image, why should man forcing us to do things that God did not say we should? Right? So I just want to thank Brother O'Neill for reminding us, you know, with the word, and we are asking our brothers and sisters to go and study these quotes. You know, God gave us the medical missionary work books all around us, and this is the time for us to study them, feed upon them, that we can share. And also the good news that, you know, our dear brother had been sharing with us is how he is going out in the street, in the field, doing aggressive evangelism by sharing out these books. He also presented to us the leaves out there on the ground, on all place, everywhere covered with leaves. And that's how those leaves are there. And the breeze took those leaves and blew it in different area. He wants us, you know, the Lord wants us to scatter his word out there in the heart, the hands of in each individual, so that they can study the word and come to know God. So thank you, Brother O'Neill, for the great work that you have been doing, and others, you know, not only you, others. I heard various requests on this line that others are sharing out books to everyone who they come contact with. To with they are sharing books and giving out tracts, you know, and telling us, telling people Jesus is coming soon, and, you know, they must be ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. So I just want to thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing. And Mother, dear brothers and sisters, we have quite a few. I don't see the speaker yet on the line, but we have quite a few people on the line. I'm going to open some line. And this is the time you have the opportunity, you know, to share some good things that God gave unto you to share with others, and the blessings he have showered down with praise report. So I am going to open this line and asking you, my brothers and sisters, please to share, right? We want everyone to, you know, share tonight on this line. Everyone on this line here who would like to share, we ask you to share. We have quite a few people who share, and I know that we have time to share, and I will just share this little praise report. God is good. God is great, my dear brothers and sisters, as we have been sharing what is happening on the line here, not on the line, in the world. We saw everything that is happening in the world, right? What is going on in the world is something that we have to get ourselves be ready at, because we do not know the minute and the hour the Lord will put in his appearance. We do not know the minute and hour when our probation will be closed. And we, as God's remnant people, have a great work to perform out there. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters, let us be obedient and be faithful, that we can go out and share this word, and also make it right for our own self, our own personal life. You know, we have to have that connection with the Lord, each one of us on this line, so that we will know that when he comes for us, you know, anytime, So he comes for us. We will all be ready. And my praise report, brothers and sisters, that we hear is going through some mourning in both in upstate New York, in Jamaica, and also in Georgia and in New York. We have been going through some mourning, but during this mourning crisis, I'm so thankful and grateful that, you know, God have been using me this form that I can, you know, try to bring people together, you know, by showing them, you know, what God desire of us. And brothers and sisters, I may not go in detail of the situation, but I want to give God all the praise he has been doing. He had been using me in a situation that I have to say, Lord, I know it's not me, it's you. And this situation, after having a conversation, you know, with one of my cousins and, you know, about certain situation, and eventually, my dear brothers and sisters, throughout that conversation, and just a few minutes or a few hours, you know, the problem, the situation was also most solved. It was solved. You know, there was some understanding. And you know what? I just want to say to the Lord, thank you, Lord, for hearing. And thank you for answering our prayer. God is so good. So tonight, my prayer request, please asking you to pray for the Campbell's family, you know, the Elliott, the Wilsons, Lord family, them. Just pray the Hudson family, especially Brother Nev, you know, asking for praying for him that God will give him the strength in this time, that he will hold fast, you know, hold strong. And another prayer request I have, to pray for marriages, brothers and sisters. Marriages need a lot of prayer. And relationship, Lord, I'm asking you to lift up all those who are in a relationship that, you know, God will use them mightily so that they will be able to see the goodness of God and also that they will know what God is expecting of them. So I'm asking for that prayer. Thank you. When we go in to our season of prayer, because tonight maybe just a prayer, season of prayer, opening this land. 2227770. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Yes. Hello, Sister Powell. My name is Tymeco Preston. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. Happy Health Thursday to everyone. God bless you all. And I would like to sing a song, if I may. Higher
Amen.
Ground.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as an onward bound. Lord, set my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand. My faith on heaven's table lands. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, set my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubt arise and fear dismay. Though some may dwell where there's a bound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand. By faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts be a hound. For faith has called the joyful sound. A song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall
my faith on heaven's table lands, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to read a little scripture in Psalms, Psalms 100, if I may. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Psalms 100, 1 through 5 brings out, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is good. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I just want to give the Lord all the
Amen.
Praise and honor. Amen and glory. Thank you, dear Lord,
Amen.
For everything you do for me. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for
Amen.
Opening my line. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear Sister Kamiko, for sharing. Lord, lift me up on higher ground. We are all here gathered this evening asking the Lord to lift us up higher because we want to be with him and also to give him praises, honor, and glory all go to him. So we want to thank you, my dear sister, for that song and also for reading Psalms 100. Brothers and sisters, this is the time we have to praise him and this is the time we have to ask him to help us, Lord, that we will all have his character, that he can cover us with his righteousness, and that is the higher ground he wants us to be, each one of us on this line as we gather here tonight. The Lord want to use us mightily. The Lord want us to be ready at all times, and also the Lord is love, and he wants us to love one another just as how he loves us and what he has done for us. So, brothers and sisters, let us all be faithful. Yeah, we all be faithful. I'm going to open this line. Please, brothers and sisters, be briefly because we have to go into prayer and listen to the mini-sermon, right? So I'm going to open this line. 857-505, can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, beloved. Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, beloved. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, Sister Powell. I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, because he is good. He's awesome. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Powell. I have a prayer request, Sister Powell, before I sing a song of praise. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift for my mother and prayer, Sister Powell. My mother needs a lot of prayer. Please lift up my mom in prayer. And Sister Powell, please lift up Brother Jahari in prayer. Pray for him. Lift him up in prayer. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer, Sister Powell. Don't forget to pray for Sister Shamika, Sister Powell, that Sister Shamika will be Seventh-day Adventist. Lift for Sister Shamika that the Lord will touch her. Lift her up, Sister Powell, that the Lord will make her to wait for her because she goes to church only on Sunday. But Sister Powell, please lift up Sister Shamika that she will believe in the Sabbath. Pray for Sister Shamika that she will go on the Sabbath day. She will go to church on Saturday morning. Lift her up in prayer that the Lord will baptize Sister Shamika because she's a young lady, Sister Powell. So lift up that young lady, Sister Shamika. Her name is S-H-E-M-I-C-A. Sister Powell, I don't know, can Sister Tamiko pray for her when it's time for prayer? I don't know, can you open Sister Tamiko's line?
All right,
and tell her to pray for her. I want to sing a song, Sister Powell. I don't know if you want to open her line to do a prayer for Sister Shamika. Tell Sister Tamiko that.
No,
Sister Powell.
Can you
I want to sing a song. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Blessed is his holy name. Oh, my soul. Oh, my God. Blessed is his holy name. Let the way of my Lord, my soul. Let's sing, Sister Powell. Let's sing, Sister Tamiko. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Sing, Sister Tamiko, if you're on the prayer line. Sister Powell, push number one. Bless my soul. Bless is his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Bless is his holy name. Let's take Sister Power. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Bless is his holy name. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Blessed is his holy name. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Brother Eli. Thank you, Brother Eli. Thank you, Brother Eli, for sharing. Sure, we will be praying for Jahari, your mom, Shamiko, Javel, Miss Pascal, and Isma. Thank you for sharing. So, brothers and sisters, we are going in prayer. Give me my prayer. We are going in prayer. We have all these requests, and we are going in prayer now, right? Okay. Yes, brothers and sisters, God is so good. He is so great. I just want to thank everyone for joining this evening and also for sharing their testimony. You know, and praise God is so good. He is so great to us of all the things that he has done for us. So we're going to offer a word of prayer. I'm going to open the line for Sister Carla, asking Sister Carla if she can pray for the general request. We have Brother Eli request. We also have the request for Brother Sister Brendan, Brother John, right? And we have the request for our dear Sister KD. Well, you know, remember Sister KD and those precious little children. We also have a request for Sister Brenda, little baby, big children, as we are here asking our brothers and sisters on this line that we can get a Bible story, children Bible story, someone here to come and give, you know, a few minutes of Bible story for our children, because we have to train up these children in the fear of God, and we have children on the line. So we are asking. So I'm going to open the line for Sister Carla. Sister Carla, if you can lead us in prayer, and then I will close, you know, because the speaker is not here yet, and we have a few minutes still here with us, so we can go in praise and report, and we also can share a little about the health message, and, you know, so we're asking you if you could lead us in prayer, Sister Carla. 423-635, your line is open. 423-635, your line is open. Okay. Well, I don't hear Sister Carla, so I'm going to lead us in prayer, brothers. Brothers and sisters, I will pray. Blessed assurance. Let's pray, brothers and sisters. This is the time we have the opportunity, each one of us on this line, can just kneel or bow your head and offer a word of prayer. We have these various requests. We have names, a lot of names, and we are asking you to remember any name you remember. You can offer that prayer to the Lord. And I will come in. I will give you a little time. Let's pray. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Lord, we come before you tonight to give you all the praise that due to you. We want to thank you for our sons and your daughter who gathered your welcome table to feast of that fresh bread from heaven and to give praises and honor to you for all the blessings that you have restored upon each heart. We thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies towards our brothers and our sisters who went to work. We thank you for your guidance towards them, your protection. We thank you for providing for them their many needs, Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for the travel that they have and the account that they came upon to their brothers and their sisters, dear Father, the company that they was in, the books that they was able to share, Lord, the testimony that they gave. Lord, it is such a blessing. And as we come to you, Lord, there is nothing in our hands we bring, but simply to the cross we cling, because there is hope, Lord, that you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So tonight, dear Lord, we lift up our sins to you, dear Father, and we are asking you to forgive us and help us, Lord, that we will stand in these evil days and be obedient to do your will. We present every brothers and sister on this line. You know every one of us, Lord. You know myself, Lord. You know Sister Carla. You know Brother John, Sister Brenda, Sister Leola, Brother Rick, and Nehome, dear Lord. You know Jarvis, dear Father, Nicole. You know, dear, you know Brother O'Neill, his children, his sisters, his brothers, his community who is working with, dear. You know Brother Eli, as he lift up himself, he lift up his mother to you, dear Lord. He also lift up Joseph, Jaari, Shamiko, Lord, Pasiana, and all the others, dear Lord. As we lift up our dear sister Tamiko, as she prayed for Taiwan, she prayed for Tony, she prayed for Keisha, she prayed for Sister Elizabeth, Sister Miriam, Rochelle, dear Father, Pastor Duby, her church family, and a list, dear Lord, with many, many souls, Lord. Her mom, she is praying that she will study your words and cling to, and be obedient to this Sabbath, Lord. As we lift up our dear beloved sister Katie, we ask you to pour your blessings upon him, Lord, our Dominique, her son, his wife, dear Father, the two wonderful babies, dear Lord. We lift them up to you, dear Father. We also lift up, Lord, to you, Brother Richardson, Sister Richardson, dear Lord, you know the work that they are doing in Tennessee. We lift up to you, dear Brother Yudi, Sister Carl Veer, Lord, Sister Brother Mozart, Brother Bernard, and the Health Store, Lord. We lift up Sister Stephanie to you, Carja and KJ, Brother Elton, dear Father, Sister Eric Cole, Sister Naomi, Sister Kobe, Sister CJ, dear Father, we lift them up. Sister Russ, Brother Russ, Sister Saunders, we lift up to you. We lift up Sister Sophie and Brother Kenny this night to you. Continue to bless, continue to keep. Brother Keith, Lord, Nicole and Debian and Michael, dear Father, Omani and Corey, and the children, my grandchildren, Lord, we lift them up to you this moment. Father, there are so many names here. You know them. You know the desire for our heart, the youth. We lift them up to you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to touch those precious youth and help them, dear Father, that they may come to know you. And also tonight, dear Lord, we lift up the book ministry, Brother O'Neill and Sister Tamiko and Sister Carlo and all those who are spreading the books out there like the autumn leaf, dear Father, telling people about the truth, Lord, because the Lord said he loved to hear when his children settle in the truth, and for us to present the health message and the reform that you have given unto us, Lord, and showing us the proper diet that we should take, Lord. We lift them up to you. We lift up Sister Cancinelli, the wonderful praise report of the things that we could use naturally, Lord. And Lord, all these requests, dear Father, are beautiful, wonderful love that she has, Lord, for people and even our brother in the nursing home, and the love that she has extended to him, Lord, by going every week, Father, to give him a bath and to allow him, dear Father, to know that they care, dear Father. We lift up Sister Barnaby. We have not been hearing, Lord. We call and not hearing, but Lord, you know everything. Bless our children here. Bless our children in Jamaica and keep them, Lord. Now, dear Father, we lift up our church, the Advent, Seventh-day Adventist Organization Church. We lift up every pastor, every leader, every president, every brothers and sister, every unit, dear Lord. Allow them, dear Father, that they will study your words and go with your words of truth, Lord, to share to the world. We also tonight lift up the government, the president and his cabinet, the leadership, dear Lord. We lift up the crisis that is around us, Lord, that people are so afraid of even going and sharing and visiting to others, Lord. But continue to pour out your blessing, because you said you wish above all things that your children will prosper and be in good health. So we want to thank you, Lord, for prospering us, to bless us, Lord, that we can stand up, Lord, for you. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. And whatsoever we failed of asking you tonight, dear Lord, we asking you to pour your blessings upon each heart and help us to be faithful to you. And this gospel message that you have given unto us, this health message that is the right arm to the gospel, dear Father, and this is the everlasting gospel that you have given unto us, Lord, from Revelation 14, 6 to 12, and which you said, here are the patient of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandment of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. Allow us, dear God, that we we will be patient, sane, and that we will be having the right, Lord, to go and share with others and tell them that they too, Lord, can inherit all the blessings that God has given. Now, dear Lord, all these various requests we have given on, every one of us here on this line tonight have offered up these requests to you. And you said to us in your word, we are your representative. We are your ambassador. We are your servant. So we lift up these requests to you, dear Father, just as our prayer is going up. Lord Jesus, our blessing is coming down to us. So we lift them up, and you are in the most holy, holy sanctuary tonight, dear Lord, doing a mighty work. Help us, dear Father, that each prayer request will be heard from you. You are our intercessor, and we present them to you. Hear our cry and answer our plea. You are so good, you are so great, and you are worthy, dear Father, worthy to be praised. So we just want to thank you and praise you, and thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer. You are so good to us, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, if you guys have anything to say for closing, you take off yourself, *8, and then you will know that you have something to say. But I will just continue to read a little as we are in Counselor on Diet. Tonight is our health message. Our speaker is at class today, and we were not prepared, you know, but we thank God for what God have done. Everyone actually have shared their testimony, and I want to say grateful for that. So we continue. It said, grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables constitute the diet chosen for us by our Creator. These foods prepare in as simple and natural a manner as possible are the most healthful and nourishing. Right? They impart strength, they impart power of endurance and a vigor of intellect that are not afforded by some complex of stimulating diet. God gave our first parents the food. He designed that the race should eat, my dear brothers and sisters. Our loving God gave our first parents the food, and he designed that the race should eat. It was contrary to his plan to have the life of any creature taken. There are to be no death in Eden. The fruit of the trees in the garden was the food man's want required. And it is said here, the Lord intend to bring his people back to live upon the simple fruit, vegetables, and grain. God provided fruit in its natural state for our first parents, written 1919, E from UT 5-6. God is working in behalf of his people. He does not desire them to be without resources. He is bringing them back to the diet original given to man. Their diet is to consist of a food made from the material he has provided. The material principally used in this food will be fruit and grains and nuts, but various roots will be used. So brothers and sisters on this line, we saw, we heard what God have given unto us, right? And he said that our food must consist of fruit, grain, and nuts, and by various roots will be added, right? Used. He said, again and again, I have been shown, that is our prophetess, right? She says, again and again, I have shown that God is bringing back his people back to his original design. That is not to subject upon the flesh dead animal. He would have to teach us people to better ways. So God want to teach us better ways in our health, in our food consumption. So brothers and sisters, let us be faithful. And we can go back to read. It is on counsel and diet and food. And we can go back over and read. So we will stop there. We want to be temperance in everything. We are studying the health message, and the health message that we have got, the 8 laws of health, it told us about nutrition, it told us about exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, temperance, right? So in all things, we have to be temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. So we just hope that tonight is a blessing to each one. It's a blessing for me when I listen to the various requests and also scripture reading and the songs that cheer us up, and also the testimonies of my brothers and sisters and the prayer. So I am encouraging my brothers and sisters, let us be faithful. Let us trust God. God is able to do all things, and with him, all things is possible. And we want to thank you all for joining this evening. And tomorrow is our Sabbath. Remember, tomorrow is the preparation day, and sunset started early, very early, just sometime a little after 4. His sun set. So we let us remember that and ask the Lord to help us to bring in the Sabbath and to get ourselves all ready to come on the line to listen to the word. Thank you all for sharing. God bless, and have a blessed day. And we will just offer a song here, and then we will close.
Soaring above, like mountains are fountains.